Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the American Red Cross is Kelly Reamer. How are you today, Kelly?
Hello, Kevin. I'm doing well.
Doing well. Glad to have you back on the program. I know when we talk to you, that means there's a blood drive just around the corner, and indeed there is. It's coming up this Wednesday, isn't it?
That's right. Coming up on Wednesday, the 20th, running from 11 to 5 up at the East Tawa, Knights of Columbus Hall. We're very excited to come on up again and hope everybody's enjoying their summer. It's definitely a needed time, as I'm sure a lot of our donors have already been getting the messaging that we are in an urgent need right now.
That's right, and that's what I wanted to start off with. It is indeed right now, and I know every summer it gets that way because people don't make it in to give blood, and unfortunately a lot more people on the road where there's that need for blood.
That's exactly right. We live in a beautiful state. Everybody wants to vacation and travel and enjoy our summer months. However, the blood needs never take a vacation. So we're really hoping people can come in, take some time out of their busy schedules and come in and donate some blood.
That's right. And if their schedule is busy, there's a way for them to get in and get out a little faster than what they would think, right?
That's right. Our donors can visit our website at redcrossblood.org/rapidpass, all one word, and it gives them the ability to the pre-reading material that we have you read each and every time. You can do that in the privacy and comfort of your own home on a computer, and then when you come in, you can also have completed your health history question.
Oh, very
good. So, yeah, it does eliminate some time because we do want to be mindful of everybody's time, so a little bit to help there.
That's right. Now, we talk about shortages of blood, but now, is it still where some types of blood are even more in a critical shortage than other types?
Yeah, we definitely want everyone to come out. Everybody's important.
Yeah.
However, eligible donors that are type O, B negative, and A negative are especially needed and encouraged to come out and donate.
Yeah, indeed. But as you mentioned, all types of blood are needed, especially as we've talked about at this critical time of year. So please come on out and give blood at any of your local drives, including the one coming up on Wednesday. And you know what? If they need to know more, because I know a lot of people have questions about maybe something that's happened in their lives, whether they're eligible to donate, come on in anyway and ask the questions, right?
That's right. Or you can call ahead of time, just get on the phone, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and you can talk to a representative. Any medications or travel questions that you may have, you could call ahead of time, or visit our website is a very good resource. We have listed out by medications, by medical condition, you know, if you're able to donate or not, and that's at redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Easily done. Either way, and again, we can't stress enough the so many people are set in their ways. But again, it's Wednesday, and the hours are 11 a.m. till 4:45 p.m. So a little change from what it used to be for a long, long time. And we just want to reiterate to people of the new day and the new hours.
That's right, and I just want to also reiterate: right now, the blood donations are being distributed to hospitals faster than donations are coming in.
Wow.
We've had about 39,000 fewer donations than what's needed over the past few months. So it's been a significant draw, of course, over the overall blood supply. So if you can't make it, encourage maybe a family member, a friend, just pull all your troops together and come on out and help our life-saving mission.
Indeed. And again, Wednesday, Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East Tawas, 11 a.m. till 4:45 p.m. And again, Kelly, if they want to make an appointment, again, tell us about that Rapid Pass so people can use that.
Absolutely. Rapid Pass, log on at redcrossblood.org/rapidpass to complete your health history questions. And at that time, you may also make an appointment online if you would like to do so.
Very good. Kelly Reamer from the American Red Cross. Kelly, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you again, and hopefully we get a record number of people on Wednesday.
That's what we're looking for. Thanks a lot, Kevin.